Good morning, everyone. I'm Daljit Dhaliwal, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And apparently the storied, legendary secrecy of Swiss banks is standing in the way of a potential settlement between Swiss bankers and the United States, which is looking at the Swiss bank's involvement in a tax scheme or a tax sheltering scheme, which could involve hundreds of millions of dollars. Mark Gregory joins us. He's the BBC business correspondent in London. Mark, this involves Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, and it involves a legal settlement. In return for that settlement, the bank is going to reveal some depositors as well as some transactions that's pretty unprecedented. First of all, what is the scale of this entire legal dispute here?
Well, UBS has agreed to pay $780 million in fines. It's also agreed to hand over the account details of an unspecified number of its wealthy American clients. Some newspapers are reporting that the actual number is about 250 sets of bank accounts. Now, this story goes back a long way, and the allegation against UBS is that to build up their private banking operations in the United States, they were exceptionally enthusiastic, shall we say, in allowing wealthy Americans to evade taxes, helping them to set up shell companies in offshore centers around the world, various things like that. And that roughly 20,000 Americans, all of them very rich, banked with UBS, and up to 17,000 of these people managed to conceal their identities. And it's alleged that something in the region of $20 billion worth of assets were at stake.
Wow.
And of course, the view of the U.S. tax authorities was that the main reason why people wanted to bank with UBS and put their money there was to evade American taxes. And so, of course, the American authorities are going to see this as really quite a huge breakthrough in pursuing wealthy individuals and actually getting at those tax details.
Well, certainly the fact that UBS has agreed to pay this $780 million is an indication. Maybe it's not an official admission of guilt, but there's something to this allegation. Can you give me a sense of the flavor of how it appeared to depositors or potential wealthy depositors? I mean, it's not as though you went to the tax sheltering department over at your UBS branch, but any sort of idea what the come on was here, what the sort of lure might have been?
Well, UBS, it has a private banking operation. It's known for its discretion. It's famed throughout the world. So wealthy people would, it's not known the exact circumstances in which all this happened, but wealthy people would get the idea that that UBS was a good bank to go if you had things that you wanted to not to be made public.
So certainly the secrecy is well known, and that sort of gets you in the door. But it sounds like what you're saying, that was probably a lot of winking and nodding went on between the bank and depositors to establish these procedures for tax sheltering, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's the allegation, though, of course, none of the precise details have been made public. And this is the result of an investigation that's been going on for quite a few years now. And the big break came when a former UBS executive agreed to plead guilty to helping a particular billionaire to hide $200 million from taxes. And after that, in a sense, the authorities were able to really get to the heart of what's been happening. Well, and it's probably believed that one of the factors, meaning that UBS wanted to get a settlement, was the fact that the bank's reputation has taken a big beating
as a result of
the credit crunch.
Mark Gregory, BBC business correspondent on the UBS story. Thank you for joining us.